Good morning. One of the best parts of my job is that I get to listen. The joy of it is that stories are really important and I like them. And the greater joy of it is I get to hear all of this history and the story of the people of God in recent times. This is particularly important for me coming here because I knew we were coming up on a 100-year anniversary. I knew that our stories were about to become very important because we were going to celebrate them and remember them particularly this year. And I've heard great stories. Some of them I've read because none of us were here when we founded the church or when the church moved twice. The church moved twice in those first few years, and I'm so glad we're not doing that in the next few years. And I'm so impressed that the early founders of the church had the strength and energy and vision to move a church twice. That's a huge feat. I've heard stories of the importance of Boy Scouts. I've heard stories of outreach, of work with boat people and immigrants. I've heard all sorts of those stories. Most of the stories I hear, though, aren't the kind that get written in history books, which is too bad because they're by far the more important stories. They're stories of baptisms, of weddings, of funerals, of coming here to this space and understanding that God loves you, of this space being worn thin. It's a Celtic idea that there are thin spaces where it is easier to experience the presence of God, holy spaces. I am personally of the conviction that we make places thin. Some of them perhaps are easier, but that over time, faithful people make a space thin. The stories I have heard leave me no doubt that St. Peter's is a space that has been worn thin by 100 years now of faithful people who have gathered together largely in this space to worship God, to share communion with one another, to be the people of God. Thin space is a concept I like because as we wear a space thin, it becomes easier. Not easier to be faithful, we know that is hard and challenging, but easier to see the light of God creeping out of the corners and shining on our faces. Easier for everyone to know that God loves them. Easier for all of us to experience the community of God, the presence of the divine, here. It's 100 years of faithful action, of gathering to proclaim the gospel, gathering to pray for themselves, their community, and their descendants, for us, here in this space. 100 years. It's a huge legacy we stand in, and it is an easy legacy. Really, it is an easy thing to stand in, because we stand here on a thin space, in a holy ground, remembering that here we are the people of God, that as hard as it is to remember to love God and to love our neighbors, as hard as it is to proclaim the gospel, we stand in a long line of people who have faithfully done hard work, that they have given us that faith, they have given us this space, they have left for us the continuation of work that was begun 100 years ago, 4 years before that at Christ Church, and thousands of years ago, when the first disciples looked at Jesus and followed, when the people heard Isaiah's prophecies, the very creation and foundation of the world. All of that, that great total, sits here in this space with us. It is in the presence of all of that, through all of that, that we know the love of God, that our lives have been changed and transformed, that we are willing to give up our time, our stories, that we are willing to invite others into this space with us. So we know here that God loves us and that nothing is more important than that. Because we know here that the work we have inherited is not done, because it is good and joyful work, because it is the proclamation of the gospel and sharing in communion of being the people of God. We remember 100 years today. We dress in a manner we no longer dress for church. We sing hymns we still know. We try out Anglican chant. We remember all of these things. We are joyful. Because this is another beginning, is another continuation of the work that began so long ago. I'd like for us to close with the anniversary prayer that is on the white insert in your program. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for your love, grace, and guidance to the people of St. Peter's for the past 100 years. As we begin our journey into the next century, we ask that your Holy Spirit continue to help us to know the true meaning of faithful service to you, to each other and to our community, as we strive to spread the word of your salvation, redemption of the miracle of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We continue in prayer. I invite you to remain seated or to kneel, whichever you prefer. Let us pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of